Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news right now at 6. A woman is dead after a shooting at a Durham apartment complex. Police just cleared that scene about an hour ago, but still questions remain.
Temperatures are comfortable as you step out the door this morning, mid-50s to low 60s. I'll show you how pleasant it will feel this afternoon, but why it will remain cloudy. And PNC Arena will be the place to be tonight. The Canes' quest for the Cup marches on as the Eastern Conference Final gets started. The team and the fans have waited 4 years to make it this far in the playoffs. They say bring it on. Florida's going to be tough, but Carolina Hurricanes, they're even tougher. Thanks for joining us on this, look at this beautiful sunrise on Thursday morning. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, it's pretty comfortable out temperature-wise anyway, but the reason this looks so beautiful is because we have some clouds out there that are mixing it up. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center right now.
Earlier in the week, we were thinking, oh, it's going to be just a beautiful, bright day for today. And now we're seeing some changes, a lows developing along the coast. That's sending some clouds our way for today. So this is a live look at Rocky Mount Mills where we see gray skies, but we should still see some pretty color for the sunrise this morning, like we're seeing there in downtown Raleigh. We'll see that in the other spots too. 60 degrees right now. Our wind is coming out of the northeast. That's dragging in some moisture from off the Atlantic, and that's why we're going to end up seeing more cloud cover for it today. You can see that potentially we'll have some bright spots in places. You can see right there at lunchtime in the northeast, we're seeing a bit of sunshine. And there may be some sunny, bright periods, but there's going to be some gray, cloudy periods as well. We'll see some showers potentially down south this evening, and then overnight all that rain lifts northward as our coastal low gets cranked up. We're going to see a wet start tomorrow morning, and most of us will see rain through the first half of the day. And then in the afternoon, a lot of that rain will be along and east of I-95 as that low continues to pull away from us. Then a completely separate system brings us some rain for parts of the weekend. Doesn't look like a washout, but we'll take a look coming up. Temperatures are in the mid-50s in Roxborough and South Hill. We're in the low 60s in Southern Pines, Fayetteville, and Clinton, and right about 60 in the Triangle. It's cooler than yesterday, looking at high temperatures in the mid-70s, again with variably cloudy skies. Brian?
Here at 601, we do have a report of a crash on the southeast side of Raleigh. This is an overnight crash on 40 eastbound, right around the 440 split there. Apparently, the shoulder is blocked in that area, according to DOT at least. So look out for some activity perhaps on the shoulder between Rock Quarry Road and the 440 split, but we're not seeing any delays out there at the moment. And we're hard-pressed to find any backups anywhere in the Triangle right now. We'll head out to I-40 at Miami Boulevard there in the heart of RTP, and you see the traffic is building in both directions of I-40, but right now, everything's flowing freely between Raleigh and Durham.
Brian, thanks. Breaking news. A woman is dead after shooting, and police just cleared the scene within the last hour. Officers responded to Glasson Street in Durham after 10 last night. The WRL breaking news tracker was there for hours as investigators taped off an apartment complex. Michael Grace joins us live now from the Durham Police Department with what he's learned so far. Michael.
Yeah, good morning, Renee. And we know that that woman was taken to the hospital where she later died. But a 7-hour investigation nearly, and you can see why. Take a look at how massive this crime scene is. Nearly every part of that apartment complex covered in crime tape. And another thing that really jumps out to you is the fact that a weapon was left behind. You see that handgun there right in the street. And forensics was working very hard, getting pictures of every single corner of this apartment complex, getting pictures of that handgun, as well as some other evidence markers that may have included some type of clothing. Now, we are still working with police to find out if they have a suspect at this time. They have said that this crime does not appear to be random. Another thing we're working on is trying to find out the name of the woman who was killed. Live in Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We're working to get more information about a crash that left a car flipped over on the Triangle Expressway. This happened near US 1 and Apex around 11 last night. No word yet on any injuries or what caused the crash.
Be ready for a lot of traffic around PNC Arena tonight. Fans will be out tailgating, no doubt, for game one of the Eastern Conference Final against the Florida Panthers. WRL's Naya Harden is live outside the arena this morning. A lot of excitement. There's only four teams in the NHL still playing, Naya. And when you're one of them, there's reason to be excited.
there is reason to be excited. And you know what? For a lot of people, they already have their tickets. I've been checking every half hour to see if tickets are still available on Ticketmaster. There are still some, but I don't expect those, Jeff, to last long. That's because we're used to these games selling out, and this one is going to be a big one. Let me tell you, they are getting fans hyped already just hours ago, tweeting out this new promo video, the Canes showing this, saying it's time to raise up. The team will be on the ice this morning at 10:30 ahead of the game, and Canes are favored to win this series, according to sports experts. Tonight's game will also be the first time the team has played in the Eastern Conference since 2019. Now, this is also going to be the first time former Canes coach Paul Maurice, now the Panthers coach, will be back at PNC for a playoff series. And Caniacs we spoke to are looking forward to it.
Oh, the excitement was like, could barely sleep just trying to leave to go come down here, because all the tailgating and stuff, that's a really big part of before the games and stuff like that. So we always have a good time. I meet lots of new people, different people too, and we always have a good time.
And tonight's game is going to be at 8 o'clock tonight. I want to show you this out here because this just goes to show you how ready we are for tonight's game. You can see WREL already has our van out here. We've already got a tent set up right in front of PNC. So when you come out here, definitely make sure to come say hi to us before tonight's game. And of course, if you're at home, don't worry. We're going to have coverage for you in our later newscast. Nia Harden, WREL News in Raleigh.
In fact, all day we'll have crews out there. Join us at 7:30 also for a special pregame coverage of the Canes' excitement. We'll preview the series with the Panthers and everything you need to know before the puck drops at 8 o'clock. After the game, you can turn to us for postgame coverage during our late news. At 11:25, we'll have an exclusive postgame show. You'll hear from the fans, players, Coach Rod Brind'Amour, everything you need to wrap up game one.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, President Biden is in Japan today ahead of the G7 summit. The trip was supposed to last about 8 days, but the trip was cut in half to 4 days because of the ongoing negotiations over raising the U.S. debt ceiling. The U.S. President Biden did meet with Japan's prime minister, emphasizing close U.S.-Japan and U.S. relations amid China's growing military, as well as Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine. Biden said, "Our countries, when they stand together, we stand stronger." Japan's prime minister said, "I could not agree more. I am proud that the U.S. and Japan are facing this together." Biden will attend a number of group and individual meetings with G7 allies. He will then hold a press conference on Sunday before heading back to Washington.
A Moore County EMS supervisor is accused of stealing hundreds of vials of drugs from the county's inventory. Authorities say Debbie King stole fentanyl and morphine. She was arrested yesterday in the Carthage area. The county sheriff's office says King no longer works for EMS. She's due in court May 31st.
We're working to get information this morning about a shooting in Johnston County. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene last night on Progressive Church Road in Princeton. Right now, deputies haven't released details about the victim's condition or what led up to the shooting.
A new development in the classified documents investigation into former President Trump. The National Archives says classified documents have been mishandled by presidential administrations for more than 30 years. That came out when archives officials testified before the House Intelligence Committee. And not just presidents, also members of Congress. What's not clear is how the presidents or members of Congress obtained the documents and whether they knew they needed to be returned.
We could learn more in just a few days about the future of sports betting in North Carolina. The Senate plans to take up a bill to legalize sports gambling on your phone. The bill has already passed the House. Governor Roy Cooper indicated he supports the legislation. The Senate passed a similar bill last session, but it failed in the House. The current bill would allow betting on professional, college, and Olympic sports by adults in North Carolina.
What I tried to ask or say did not come out right.
A Republican lawmaker is apologizing after a comment caused a tense moment in the General Assembly. The response from the fellow lawmaker he offended with his words.
And I'm Ken Smith. An unhealthy level of toxic chemical could have been used to make your favorite workout clothes. Coming up, I'll explain the alarming new findings and the top brands you might have in your closet.
Today is a dry one in our 7-day forecast, but we'll see a coastal low on Friday and a cold front over the weekend. I'll walk you through our timeline for rain the next few days coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:11, and we're seeing a bit more cloud cover this morning than we've seen the last several days. So, Wilson, also, you can see the whirligig spinning a little bit. It'll be a little gusty this afternoon, up to around 20 miles per hour with our wind out of the east-northeast, 58 right now. In Durham, you can see a little thin spot in the clouds for a pretty sunrise here, but we'll see more clouds than sun for today, 60 in Durham, 62 in Fayetteville. And as much cloud cover as we may see today, it's not likely to rain. So you can leave your raincoats, your umbrellas at home. Tomorrow morning, you want to grab them as you're heading out the door because we will start with a wet morning tomorrow. So again, kids at the bus stop, fine today. Temperatures are in the upper 50s, low 60s. It'll be pleasant this afternoon as they're getting off the bus with temperatures in the mid 70s with mostly cloudy skies. Coming up, we're going to talk about how to plan around a wet looking weekend. Brian.
6:12 right now as we check traffic around the triangle. Good news that earlier crash on the southeast side of Raleigh on 40 eastbound right around 440 has cleared. And right now we have no problems reported anywhere in Wake County. Also quiet in Durham as we take a look at those live sensors and the latest updates and the approaches into Durham. Still have that 1 minute backup on the northbound side of 85 coming in from Hillsborough. That's just the usual brake tapping along the way there. Also coming in from northern Wake County, about a 1 minute delay on westbound 98 from Highway 50 to 885. Renee.
Brian, thanks. Only on WREL, we're hearing from a black North Carolina lawmaker who was questioned by a white lawmaker about how he got into Harvard. Take a listen to this comment from Representative Jeff McNeely during a debate about a bill that would expand private school vouchers to families of all incomes.
Would you have been able to maybe achieve this if you were not an athlete or a minority?
That was directed towards State Representative Abe Jones about his admission into Harvard University. Speaking with WRL's Chris Lovingood, Jones says he was offended by the comment. McNeely apologized for what he said.
I want to deeply apologize to Representative Jones and to this entire body. I respect Representative Jones. I think he's a great legislator. I think he's a great man. What I tried to ask or say did not come out right.
And I accepted his apology, so I did and I do. However, that doesn't forgive the import of the statement.
Representative Jones says about eight other Republican lawmakers came up to him to apologize as well. The controversial discussion happened as the state house approved a bill to expand private school vouchers by more than $400 million. House Bill 823 would also make every family eligible for the vouchers regardless of income. In the past, the so-called Opportunity Scholarship was for low-income families. Vouchers are checks written to private or religious schools to cover some or all of the cost of the tuition for students who are accepted there.
Time is almost up for people using TikTok in Montana. The state is now officially the first to ban the popular social media app. The governor tweeted about the ban, saying it's a move that will protect Montana's private data from the Chinese Communist Party. The ban will take effect in January. However, it is expected to be challenged in court.
You'll want to double check your closet this morning before you hit the gym. Some popular sports bras, leggings, shirts, and other athletic apparel may contain toxic chemicals that could cause health problems. Ken Smith joins us now to explain more about these risks and the top brands involved. Ken, this is getting our attention.
Absolutely. Got my attention for sure. Who thought what you wear to the gym or throw on as a casual clothing could be hazardous to your health? Well, the toxic chemical we're talking about is BPA or bisphenol A. It's used to make certain types of plastic. The Center for Environmental Health, a watchdog group, notified eight brands about its concerns. Now, tests showed the apparel from the brands were about to show you exposed wearers to up to 40 times the safe limit of BPA. Now, take a look at your screen and check your closet for these brands. Leggings from Athleta, Champion, Kohl's, Nike, and Patagonia. Also, sports bars from Sweaty Betty. And in addition, athletic shirts from Fabletics, shorts from Adidas, Champion, and Nike. We mentioned health concerns. BPA is linked to conditions like asthma, diabetes, and heart disease, and cancer. And Renee, some of the companies in a statement, particularly Athleta, saying the company stands by its apparel and they believe that product is safe.
So Ken, I wear a lot of those brands, as I'm sure many of our viewers do. What should we do about these clothes? Do we keep wearing them?
Well, you know, doctors say it's a prolonged exposure that's the problem. BPA doesn't really stay in our system, but once you work out, doctors say get out of those clothes as soon as possible. But if you find that there are high levels of BPA in your apparel, doctors with this watchdog group say toss them.
All right, Ken, now we're aware. Thank you so much.
This morning on Today, differing accounts in the paparazzi chase of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle through New York. A spokesperson for Harry and Meghan says the Tuesday night chase lasted nearly 90 minutes and was nearly catastrophic. There were no crashes or injuries, though, and no arrests. On Today, this morning, the cab driver gives his side of the story.
We went a block. We were blocked by a trash truck. And as we were blocked by a trash truck, people just came out of nowhere with cameras and started snapping pictures. It was just like a strobe light show, right? So I put down my visor. They were covering their face and everything else.
You get more of this interview and how New York City officials are responding coming up at 7 o'clock on Today, right here on WREL. Racing is back at North Wilkesboro Speedway with Sunday's 2023 NASCAR All-Star Race. Governor Roy Cooper was at the track yesterday to celebrate its revival. The Speedway received millions of dollars from the state a few years ago for restorations and upgrades. WREL will be at the race this Sunday, covering all the action at this historic track. And before the race, we'll hear from the king of racing, Richard Petty, about what the event means to him and to racing fans. Very, very exciting, certainly, out there to see that old track renewed and get some action out there. Elizabeth Gardner right now in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look around our town.
Yeah, a lot of history up there in Wilkesboro. It's kind of fun when you drive past it. You can see the track there, and it's so nice to see them using it again. And, of course, we're looking at the weather over the weekend. That's what we're going to be talking about over the next 2 minutes. So I'll walk you through when we are and are not likely to see rain this weekend, so you can plan around it. Goldsboro looking cloudy this morning. Apex is as well. Chapel Hill, here's Fayetteville. Of course, a look at our newsroom, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And then we're going to see some cloud cover for today. We have a front that moved through yesterday. It settled down to the south, and along that front, there's some rain down into South Carolina. We're going to see our wind coming from the east-northeast today, and that's going to drag in some moisture from off of the ocean, and it's going to bring us enough moisture for more clouds and sun today. We jump to tomorrow, and we're going to see a low developing offshore, and that low is going to push some moisture back inland. Yesterday, it looked like it may not make it quite into the viewing area. And over the last 24 hours, all the computer models have come into good agreement that we are going to start with some rain tomorrow morning. And then we'll see that rain sliding eastward back toward the coast during the afternoon. Then Saturday, we have a cold front that will arrive, and most likely we'll see some rain overnight Saturday night into the first part of Sunday. One of the models has us coming through with very little rain, and the other model brings that rain and leaves it here through maybe the first half of Sunday. So that would be our worst case scenario. Here's tomorrow morning. We're going to see that rain moving across our area. Today stays dry, so we won't worry about going through today. 6 a.m., some rain showers. By lunchtime, a lot of that rain starts to pull eastward and along the I-95 corridor. So the farther north and west you go, the less rain we'll see out of this. And the farther southeast, closer to the coast, that's where you'll see the bulk of the rain. Saturday morning, we're mostly dry. Could be a stray sprinkle up to the north. We may actually see a little bit of sunshine breaking out by lunchtime or just after lunchtime. And then we're going to see the cold front coming through. So here's our front that drops in on us on Saturday. Again, maybe a quick shower first thing in the morning. But that front will come through fairly late. That'll bring a chance of some showers through Sunday morning. In some parts of the viewing area, we could see some rain lingering until around lunchtime. Again, the farther west you are, the quicker we'll start to clear things out. So for Friday, looking at a 40% chance, 30 Saturday, 30 Sunday. But again, Saturday during the day is likely to be fairly dry. Look at our rainfall for this whole period. Friday, Saturday, Sunday all together. The farther north and west you are, the drier it it will be. And again, the farther south and east you are, the wetter. So anywhere from a tenth of an inch to as much as 2 inches. Our disclosure is this weekend. We are proud sponsors. It's going to be partly cloudy Saturday and Sunday. We'll potentially have some showers in the evening and overnight Saturday, and then first thing on Sunday morning. After that, we're looking at dry conditions, wouldn't you know it, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Brian, it's always the weekend, isn't it?
It certainly seems to be this year. It is now 6:21 as we check traffic around the triangle. Just check with Raleigh 911. We're still clear around Wake County with no trouble showing up with crashes or any disabled vehicles. Also in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsborough, everything is moving along pretty well. Our major routes are in good shape around the triangle. It's getting a little busier right now on 40 westbound as you head through South Raleigh as we take a look at that live camera out at Lake Wheeler Road heading out toward Gorman Street. Those westbound lanes are filling up, but still moving along pretty well heading out toward US 1 and beyond.
Brian, thanks. Should technology be used to track what students are doing on school-issued devices? Durham Public School leaders are considering whether they should continue using software that some say is intrusive. Plus.
NC State's band takes its show overseas. The opportunity these musicians are getting to show their stuff in the UK.
This is What's Trending Report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
It is 6:25. The famous Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is getting a new name.
What could it be? Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But the famous hot dog will now be known as the Frankmobile. Oscar Mayer says that it is making the change to honor its 100% beef Frank's new recipe. The car's crew will no longer be called hot doggers. They're going to be Frankfurters.
Well, let's be frank. This is the most famous encased meat-themed vehicle in the U.S. It's got to be, right? I just learned something, though. Also, it's 27 feet long, so that is a long dog.
It's a fun fact.
Yeah. They don't make buns for that one. Mm-mm. Mm. The logo for the 2026 World Cup is out, and the reaction is not exactly what FIFA was looking for. The logo features a picture of the trophy on top of the number 26. There it is. One fan says that he hopes this is just a placeholder. Others say it's time to go back to the drawing board, and they have 3 years to come up with something better.
That's right. That's the logo for the world's largest sporting event, and people are very underwhelmed. So the FIFA folks said they wanted to put the trophy front and center. This is a design that's simple, streamlined, and they can use it for future tournaments. But a lot of people aren't really liking it.
Mm-mm. I hate it.
Not good.
Yeah, definitely different from the big red, white, and blue from before. So.
All the other ones they've used.
Yeah,
this one's terrible.
Just bold. Yeah. All right. Brian, thank you. You may have noticed some blue lights along Western Boulevard in Raleigh this week. That's because the WRL News Tower is lit up blue as part of National Police Week. More than a dozen other Raleigh locations are also joining in this blue salute.
A little bit cloudy, but it is going to stay dry, making it a really pleasant evening for baseball. The Bulls game tonight, as they throw out the first pitch, temperatures will be near 70 degrees. Tomorrow, we change the pattern. We're back to some rain. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
Let's give you a live look outside PNC Arena right now. Game one of the Eastern Conference Final gets started in just a matter of hours this evening. WRL's Nia Harden is there before the parking lot fills up with Caniacs.